You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to this week's conversation about business in Southern California. And we are really blessed to have with us today a couple of people from a very fine company in Southern California, Capstone Partners. Capstone's a full-service comprehensive wealth management program company, and we're going to be talking in the program today about wealth management, but we're also going to be talking with Anthony Beltran, who is the leader of one of the divisions in the company. And when I have met with Anthony, I have been very impressed with his ability to inspire his team to move forward, to develop goals, to hold them accountable for the plan that they put together. And I want to explore what that might mean for managers across Southern California, what we can learn from Anthony. And then from Scott Campbell, we want to talk a little bit about what wealth management might mean to small companies, companies that are, you know, less than $50 million in annual revenue, and what kinds of vehicles there are for wealth management, both for the company and for the individuals in the company. And Scott specializes in 401k plans, and he's also going to be talking to us about other programs that we can use to manage wealth. So let's begin with Anthony. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Will. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about this whole notion of building a team. I mean, I've been very impressed with the vision that you have about what it means to help somebody accomplish their dreams and visions.
So it's not really about building a team per se. I kind of really approach it as one individual at a time, where, you know, most people really don't understand what it is that really drives them, what's important to them, or how to go about achieving what's important. I mean, most people will walk around, go to work day in, day out, and just, you know, live one day at a time, kind of wishing that, hey, I wish my life looked like this, or I wish I had that. And they go on day after day after day for probably the rest of their lives thinking that way. And so, you know, I've been in a unique position as a leader in the financial services industry, where I can impact people's lives and helping achieve, you know, a good life for the rest of their life. Not only as a financial professional to my clients, but as a leader to my advisors in this business. And so that's always been the approach, not to teach somebody how to grow a business, but how to grow within themselves.
So when you are looking for people to add to your team, people that you're going to inspire to accomplish their own visions and dreams, what are you looking for? What is it that makes, in the raw, a successful person?
So there are a number of things that we're really looking for, and I'm really looking for is kind of drive, determination. Now, if I'm looking to add on to my team, anybody who's looking to be a financial advisor in our industry, current financial advisors who come and join me because they've seemed to hit a ceiling where they're currently at, and they can't get to the next level, then that is where I can come in and help them get to, for example, if they've been earning a couple $100,000 a year for the last few years and they just can't seem to get over that to the next level, then that's where I can help them get, you know, to the next level at that point. So it's really drive, determination. I tell people I can't motivate anybody, right? And nobody can motivate anybody. Motivation has to come within. And so, but I can try to help someone determine what does drive them. Because in our career, in any sales career, in anything that someone's trying to achieve that's beyond what they've ever achieved, I mean, it takes vision, which is not, it's easier said than done. Because people's vision, if I ask somebody 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if I gave you this magic wand and you can create this lifestyle, what would that look like? most people would give an answer, right, before I told them, here's a magic wand. If I ask them 5 or 10 years from now, what does your lifestyle look like? What would you want it to look like? They would come back with an answer that really has something to do with their current situation. They're not able to think beyond their current situation, whether that be where they're currently working, a lot of times ethnic backgrounds, and I can say this personally as well, where they'll say, well, you know what? This is the lifestyle of our family, and there is no, you know, I mean, money or that doesn't, is not in your future. And so, we really tried to just break those barriers and get them to really visualize what do you want that lifestyle to look like? And then why is it important? That's really what's important is we have to break down and say, why is that important for you to achieve? Because if it's not important, the odds are they're not going to do anything about it because it's a lot of hard work to get to a whole different lifestyle that one is used to. I mean, we're talking about change. We're talking about major change, and it's a lot of hard work, and most people won't do it if it's not that important to them.
You know what? I'm glad that you're talking about the why. I mean, I was talking with one of our clients yesterday about Simon Sinek, and suggested that a lot of places is folks who do a lot of complaining. I sometimes call it whining. A lot of talking about how bad things are, or the burden of doing certain things, but they're not really interested in doing the work to change it, to make for a different outcome. Do you find that true?
I do, and that's really when we have to sit down and kind of try to pull from those individuals and say, okay, whatever it is that you feel is going on with your in life, or whoever you feel like you want, all of it, it's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, yes, it might be going on, but we all have the power to change that. And so now it's just how bad do you want it? And if you can remove all this, so forget about all the negativity that people are whining about. So let's talk about if everything was good, if everything was perfect, tell me what that looks like for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we can get to that level, how bad would you want it?
Mm-hmm. And if we can get to that level, do you believe that's possible? Can you imagine it? Can you feel it?
Absolutely.
Right.
And most people will, you know, if you think about the psychology of how our brains work, and, you know, we make decisions with the right side of our brain, which is the visual side. So if you can't put a vision to something, it would be hard to make decisions that will propel you towards that. So that's really where I like to sit down with somebody and say, walk me through this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the smells like? What are the colors like? Who are you there with? Tell me how you're feeling, you know, at that moment.
Now, you're using this for the people you are managing. Do you think that's possible for a manufacturer, for a warehouse company? Is it possible for a home service company? Can they manage in this fashion?
Absolutely. I mean, it may not be for everybody. There are a lot of people out there that are very conformant. This is when you ask the question, what does that person look like? Who do I look for? Those who don't have that drive or the determination. And honestly, another important trait is courage.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of courage to make changes, right? Especially ones that are not going to be comfortable for you, because it could be a matter of not just change for with individuals. Now, I'm not a psychologist or a therapist or anything like that, but again, it's really about communication and having to sit down and say, if I'm helping create a good life for the rest of your life, and that would include everything that's part of that person's life, their relationships with their spouses, their kids, their parents, their friends, things like that. So, yeah, I think it does pertain to, it could pertain to everybody, but not on all levels, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Well, and what I'm hearing is this is one of the ways that you at Capstone help your the advisors that you manage to identify their goals and to move forward toward them. Scott, let me turn to you for a moment. Is that anything like what you do with your clients in terms of wealth management?
Absolutely. We want to try to drive new behaviors with the people we're working with, whether this is a business owner who's adding a plan or enhancing a plan, or the employees. That's where the biggest change has to occur. You know, here in the U.S., most people are more concerned about getting credit than saving. Mm-hmm. So we have to really change behaviors, get them to see the importance of setting aside for their future and seeing that down the road.
And one of the things that in working with Gonzalez CPAs and the advisory program they have there is to help these companies not only double their revenue in 12 to 18 to 24 months, but also to help them to get really clear about what their goals are, where they want to be 10 years from now. What is that big event that they're aiming at? Does that come into your planning when you sit down with somebody to look at wealth management?
Absolutely. Since I focus on the 401k plan first, the huge event that we're always talking about is retirement. Mm-hmm. And how are you possibly going to get the money you need for your retirement, and how are you going to protect that money should something come along?
Well, now, when you talk about this big R word here, retirement, and now I got to share with you my prejudice. I don't think there is such a thing called retirement. I think you got a choice. It's either what's my next project or death. Do you help people think through that big issue to how much money they want, need, or will have, but also what will they be doing with their lives?
Absolutely. We've a strange situation, and I've been doing this for over 20 years. For the longest time, retirement was a theory. We thought about what we'd love to do when we retired. We'd like to sit on a cruise ship. We'd like to golf. We'd like to drink fancy colored drinks with fruit in them. But now, as we actually have the boomers starting to retire, and we have a lot of people now in retirement, we're asking them, we're surveying them, what they are doing now in retirement. And we're finding it's a completely different story than we theorized. Most people are terrified of certain aspects of retirement, being at home alone. No matter what you do at your work, whether you're the custodian or the CEO, you're needed. And when you take some time off and you come back, there's a million questions, people chasing you around, we need this, we need that. At home, for most people, not so much. A lot of people, especially here in Southern California, do all of their socializing at work. So if they were to retire and leave the workforce completely, they'd be at home in their condo watching TV all day. So we're seeing that retirement is a much different picture for most people. And when we talk to younger folks who are well before retirement, they're actually seeing that, you know, hey, I really don't see myself golfing every day. I really don't like that much. I see myself as wanting to still be active, wanting to still participate, just not on a full-time basis. I want to rearrange the deck chairs, if you will.
Does that move
all day long and sell a few wallets? And that's what we're finding that most people want to do in retirement. If it's not that, then a lot of the people focus on a charitable endeavor. I've always wanted to help with this or help with that. And so retirement is actually, they're able to actually take on those dreams that they've always had.
So is that part of what you would help them do, is to identify the possibilities for how to contribute after retirement?
Absolutely, because if you don't create goals, things that, as Anthony was mentioning, drive people, they won't take the sacrifice. They won't take less money home if they don't really feel that it's super important. So they have to buy into the whole retirement thing. That's something that I'd like to do. That's something I can see myself doing. Okay, then how do we get you there?
Right, and that becomes part of the plan, right, Anthony?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that really is what drives, that's the beginning and the end of how we help our clients. It's the objectives that we help them and then challenge them. one of the first things that we ask is, well, what are you hoping to get out of working with an advisor like us? And so they're not used to, we'll sit down and say, okay, well, let's talk about this. What are some of those goals? What are some of those hopes and dreams? Really, goal is a word, right? But it's really hopes and dreams of the individuals and families and businesses that we're sitting in front of. And having them, same thing as I would do with my advisors, as I would do with my clients. Talk to me about what that looks like. Right? And challenging them, because again, that's really uncomfortable for people. Like, well, I think it's still the same old adage, as Scott was saying earlier. People have this idea of, I'm going to retire at a certain age. Don't really know what they're going to do. It just means that they hope that they can not work anymore. Now, that's a choice, right? And sometimes it's a choice that you can't take. If it's not, because wealth is not defined by a dollar. Wealth is defined by each individual and what a good life for the rest of their life looks like.
Well, would you agree with me that that this notion of retirement really got started back in the 20s and 30s when there were these horrendous repetitive jobs in places like automobile production plants? And the promise was that if you will come in here and do this horrible work for 20 years, 30 years, after that you will have nirvana, and we will pay you, and you can go and do whatever you want after you do this horrible for 30 years. And would you agree with me that in fact, a lot of the people after 3 or 4 years simply died? And in fact, when you look at the specs for the retirement plans that the manufacturers had, they didn't intend for people to live longer than 3 or 4 years. And so now, because of health care, because of, I believe, people like you, Anthony, who have helped them to begin to dream, they are living much longer, and they are doing things that are much more, make much greater contribution. Well, I'm gonna take a little break right now, and I want to come back and explore this even further about how we work with in your case, Anthony, you're the advisors that you're managing, as well as the people that you're advising in terms of wealth management, about what an important piece that is as really being dream makers, right? So we'll be right back after this short break to hear a little bit from our sponsors.
Hi, it's time for more insights from Sandler Training. Here are some ideas on beating procrastination. Do what you hate first. The least enjoyable tasks should be done early when you're most energetic. For example, the buyer you'd rather not call should be at the top of your list. The accountability contract. A daily call with a friend outlines the dreaded things that you both should do that day. At the end of the day is where you talk about your accomplishments. The 24-hour rule. Do one thing toward accomplishing any new task as soon as it's assigned to you, and start your follow-ups aimed at finishing that task within 24 hours. Visualize completion. Think about how great you'll feel when you get it done. The more in-depth your visualization, the quicker you'll start making it happen. And that's another tip from Sandler Training, finding power through reinforcement.
Do you want a free analysis of your inbound marketing? Do you want it in 30 seconds or less? Then check out Marketing Grader, the free marketing tool from HubSpot. It's simple. Just go to marketinggrader.com, enter the URL that you want to analyze, and Marketing Grader will instantly give you a detailed report grading your lead generation, mobile marketing, social media, competitive benchmarking, and more. It's simple, it's powerful, and it's free. MarketingGrader.com. All right, we're back with Will and his guests.
Welcome back to the Pilgrim on the 405. We are visiting with Anthony Beltran and Scott Campbell, some dream makers from Capstone Partners, that full-service comprehensive wealth management group that is here in Orange County to help people, as we're discovering, to help people both as advisors on Anthony's team and also as clients for Scott. helping them to dream about the possibilities of being alive after they have let go of all of the things that have been burdens to them and begin to dream about the possibilities. So, Scott, tell us a little bit more about how you help your clients to shed the limitations and to begin to dream about possibilities and then begin to orient themselves in a direction that's going to help them fulfill those dreams.
Absolutely. Well, first, I find that it is most helpful when you're working with individuals to help get their arms around it is to actually show them how the plan works in dollars and cents. When we're talking about people's paychecks on a daily basis, they want to see, well, if I'm going to give up X dollars, what am I going to get for that? And I found by creating personalized illustrations designed for that particular person that show them how their paycheck will be affected every payday, but also what they'll get for that sacrifice, for that pain down the road, what that will create for them in the way of a retirement income. So I want to establish the basis that they need to start saving. And then we start talking about what their lifestyle will be like in retirement, because you just don't savings not enough. You put away your money, you need to invest it. You also need to protect it. And we've been through several market cycles that we're all very familiar with that were devastating for retirees and for retirement account holders. So we're not just only concerned with accumulating money, it's protecting that. Because in the end, what's really most important is the income you get when you're retired. So we want to have people create the thoughts, the goals, and the dreams for their retirement, and then backfill with the actions they need to take in order to achieve those goals and dreams.
And to what extent do you help them crystallize, when you talk about lifestyle, that's not just how much money I have. It's not just how do I continue what I'm doing now, but to what extent do you help them crystallize where I'm going to participate, where I'm going to contribute after I'm through with this job?
We have in-depth conversations. It's all about, in order to help somebody properly, you really have to get to know them. You have to understand what their drivers are, what their fears are, what they're hoping for, what they're afraid of. You just really need to sit with them and help them to understand what they want most out of the next phase of their life. Most people have already some dreams. And as I've said, as the bulk of us start to get closer to retirement and we see those before us retiring, we're seeing that they aren't just sitting around waiting for the end to come, that they are extremely interested in activities. And just getting those people to focus and look around them and see what their parents maybe are doing, some of their elder peers are doing, and try to get some ideas of what they'd like to do. And also, if they get onto the proper savings path, we can get them out of the mode. And a lot of people are kind of in this ditch where I'm stuck. There's nothing I can do. I'm going to work till I die. That's my retirement plan. And that shouldn't be anybody's plan, and it doesn't need to be anybody's plan. With a little bit of effort and sacrifice and a tiny bit of pain, people can achieve something for themselves. And once they sit down and really put their arms around and decide exactly what they want to do, it's really not that impossible. It's really not that expensive. You just have to take some meaningful steps to get there.
Well, to some degree, what I'm hearing, it causes me to think that in the way that a 20-year-old has to begin thinking about what I want to do after college, right? This commencement thing, the big C, what am I going to do next? It seems to me that in part, there's the role that you're playing is very similar into after this thing where I'm relieved from the burden of the job that I have, what's next? What am I going to be doing? How am I going to be enjoying life, and where do I make a contribution?
Absolutely. That's really, and it's not just what they're going to do after work. It's how they're going to get through all of the things that are going to happen between now and retirement. There's many, many things. Individuals are going to find somebody else to become their significant other. They're going to create families. They're going to buy homes and cars. Nowadays, especially here in Southern California, their career might be starting their own business. There's a lot of entrepreneurs in California. So there's a lot that goes on, and it's basically helping these folks to keep their eye on the road in front of them, to see where they're going, to see what's coming, and to be properly prepared for it. A little bit of, we all know it, a little bit of advanced work will help you immeasurably through most things.
And what I'm hearing is part of that is helping them to dream dreams.
Absolutely.
Now, so let me ask you, I'll ask Anthony in a moment, but for you, Scott, who should be coming to you?
Frankly, it's anybody who's unclear about their future. And most people are. We deal in the financial services industry all the time with folks who have no schooling, no training in financial services. They don't understand a lot. They know they should. Frankly, a lot of times they're embarrassed to admit that I don't really understand what a stock or a bond is. I don't understand these things too well. So it's just helping them to understand these basic things, making the whole process more personal and meaningful to them, making it hit close to home for them.
All right, so somebody can come to you and expect you to help them with financial platforms and financial processes, but I'm hearing they can also expect you to help them get clear about the dreams that they have.
And that's actually where we start. Everything else will fill in after the fact. First, what we want to sit down is understand you.
So rather than talk about you as a financial manager, what I'm hearing is to some degree, you're a life coach. You're somebody who's helping people focus on the dreams that they either don't have right now or have in a nascent sense, and you're going to help them articulate those and make some choices. And then put the platform together, the process together, that are going to have a high probability of making that happen.
Absolutely. It is about focusing on them first, their goals, then coming up with a process to help them achieve those goals. And whatever we use in the way of financial products, what have you, to achieve those goals, that's the last component. And frankly, that's just a minor component. What first is most important is understanding those goals.
So when the advisory team at Gonzales CPAs, as we work with our advisory teams, and we are asking them about their wealth management or their plan for the future, if they don't have one, they should.
Absolutely.
And so that extrapolated to any other business in Southern California. Would you agree with me that everyone should have a plan for what's on the other side of this business?
Absolutely. An old phrase I've always lived by, people don't plan to fail, they just fail to plan. And there's the problem right there. So everybody, anybody needs a plan. Even if you're stuck in that ditch, you need a plan. You need some help.
So putting my feet into the shoes of a consumer or a business owner who has not used a financial planner, one of the questions that I'm beginning to see an answer to is, I don't have to fear that you're going to sell me an insurance policy because that's how you make your commission.
Absolutely not. That is, we at Capstone are the polar opposite of that. We don't peddle products. What we want to do is, again, meet with people and establish their goals and then help them to achieve that. And that's a process. It's a holistic approach. What you use to help people achieve those goals are minor. The most important part is the process you put in place.
So one of the pieces is working through to build some trust. And it might be, as a consumer, I might be looking around for a person I can trust.
Absolutely.
I know that for my wife and I, as we look toward the future, one of the big pieces is, can we trust somebody who's going to advise us? And so looking to build that trust is one thing. I think the second question might be, is it going to be expensive?
We tailor unique plans for specific individuals. We're going to meet every aspect of what they're looking for, and cost is certainly one of those. That's one of the problems in the retirement plan industry, is people think that I'm here wherever they are, that in order to get where I want to go, it's too big of a jump. It costs too much money. I'm going to have to give up the second car. The kids are going to have to quit their sports. We're going to have to make major changes to accomplish these things. It's not the case. So we find that incrementalism is probably the best way. You start somebody at a level that they can afford and then work from there. And over a small amount of time, you'll have them in a much better situation. But trying to get them to go from, you know, driving 35 to driving 110, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have to be, a consumer doesn't have to be afraid that they're going to be required to do that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The process is very natural. It's free-flowing. We get to know our clients, and that's where you establish the trust, by asking questions, by delving deep, and asking the right questions, you know, getting really into the client, understanding what's driving them, their needs, their goals. And that's where the trust will be established or it will not be established. And we find that it's right there in that initial meeting. You'll find if that's a client or if they see me as an advisor or whether we're going to work together or whether we just don't seem to line up right now. So we want to get that established first and foremost.
Yeah, I don't think that is, that these kinds of beliefs are true of every person who has financial planner underneath their name. Is that true?
Well, I mean, we can't really answer for everybody else who has that name beneath them. It's, again, we can only talk about our approach and how we help our clients. We're kind of going back to the what you guys were just talking about. You know, I find more often than not, it's, you know, we can improve our client's financial situation without it costing them anything more, right? So there, we do have to have a conversation about with a definition of cost at that point. Being comprehensive, we have the advantage of looking at everything and in understanding how one decision does affect other parts of someone's financial situation. So if we're looking at, you know, assets, liabilities, cash flow. Somebody who makes a contribution to a financial product out there. Now, we don't have to be biased of strategy or company or product over at Capstone. And we talk about things that we don't offer, as we tell our clients, just because we don't offer something doesn't mean that we should leave it out of important conversations. So if we're going to say we are comprehensive, then we need to include everything that matters to our clients and not just what Capstone has to offer. So our offer is, again, as we've been talking about, is really education, helping one understand how to achieve what's important to them. Because most people just really... They don't know how to take step one. There's a lot of financial myths that exist out there, right? That if you really kind of think about it, so some people will be in their 401ks or 403bs and feel like, hey, I'm contributing to that, and so I'm going to be okay. And they'll convince themselves of that because it's comfortable to think that way. But in all reality, they really don't know what the end's going to look like at that point, because there's other factors to that. What is what we don't know? Things that are out of control, are out of our control. Like, what's the tax situation going to be 20 years from now? The financial myth that most of us have all heard, and I grew up hearing it, and from my dad, right, was you put your money into this. Financial vehicle, it's going to grow, and then when you retire, you'll be in a lower tax bracket, so you're going to pay lower taxes. Right? That sounds pretty familiar to most people. I think that's one of the most common financial myth out there. And yet, it's interesting when I hear that, because again, I would challenge my clients into that would be interesting. So is that what you're hoping to get out of our relationship together, to actually make less money than what you're currently making? Right? Because then you don't need me to fail.
Right.
That to me is like falls in the definition of failure, and you don't need me for that. And because if we were to ask anybody, our clients, in your ideal situation, when you retire, do you want to make less the same amount or more money in retirement than what you were making the year you retired? What do you think the most common question or answer would be?
I would think most of them would say at least as much.
Yeah, and again, they're very conservative because they're not used to thinking beyond. But that's probably the most common answer I get back is, well, the same. Right? Now, if I say, now, again, here's that magic wand, would it still be the same? They would say, well, no, then I want more.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's the right answer because the cost of living doesn't stop just because you stopped.
You mean right? The cost of being increased for the cost of living?
Yes, the cost of everything that we have to pay for, again, that doesn't stop. And it's not just inflation, because the cost of living doesn't only include inflation. Right? There's other factors. I mean, where that will contribute.
Well, I mean, I want whatever is coming after the iPhone, right? And we don't even know what that's going to cost yet.
Yeah, there are so many things out there, the fuel and food, that are not factors in inflation, and yet that's what matters to most people on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so what I'm hearing from the two of you is that Anthony, in your working with your advisors, and Scott, when you work with your clients, is both of you are asking people to put aside their self-imposed limitations and to begin to dream about possibilities. When you talk about the magic wand, when you talk about what is possible, and I wonder how many managers in businesses believe that might be their task, their role with their employees, is to help them dream possibilities and to become the best they can possibly be.
Yeah, again, I can't speak for other managers and their leadership styles. I can tell you that this is why we do get people that want to come join Capstone Partners, whether it's a career changer, wanting to get into this industry for so many great reasons, right? Or an existing advisor who said, you know, I can't seem to get to the next level. They don't have that leadership or that person to challenge them, right, to get to the next level. In our industry, unfortunately, you know, if an advisor is doing well, then people will tend to leave them alone and even praise them and saying, hey, he's one of our best or she's one of our best advisors, and leave them alone. And yet, if you were to go ask that same advisor, do you feel like you've reached the level of success you've always wanted to reach? And they'll tell you no. And so that is why again, what makes us attractive to not everybody, because again, it is hard work. So if they're willing to put in the work. You know, we will run right alongside of them. But my job is to challenge these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, and it's not going to be pleasant. Right? Two promises I always make. Anybody who walks through our doors at Capstone, they're looking to be part of Capstone, is A, I'm never going to put them in a position that they should not be in to begin with. So we do have a selection process that we take everybody through. And to help us determine several things. A, are they really a fit? Because most people that come through our doors, again, they have families, they have financial commitments. We're not going to put that in jeopardy because we need a hire, which, you know, we're one of the most successful mass mutual agencies in the nation. And so we're really, you know, we're coming from a position of strength. And in the history that we have, both myself and other leaders in that office in developing advisors, and we've been at it for 20-something years.
Well, and I'm going to allow and encourage you to put in a shameless plug here. You are actually looking for people who would fit these criteria right now.
Absolutely. I mean, like any good business, as successful as one might be, we're always looking to grow. Right? We're always looking for great talent. But again, we're not a come-one, come-all firm. like a lot of agencies might be in this industry where it's a huge turnover ratio. We are looking for, you know, the best, and because we can develop the best at that point. And so it is. I mean, we're always looking for good talent, but again, we're not a come one come all firm. I'm not going to put anybody in a position that they should not be in to begin with. If it's not a fit, we're going to find that out right away, and I'm going to let them know, because I still feel like I'm still helping that individual, right? If we're not it, let me see if I know of anybody else that might be a fit for you, and make some introductions. Or if not, you know, I wish them good luck in finding something that they might be a fit for. The other promise is we don't ever ask people to join us. Mm-hmm. Right. So if once we determine, is this going to be a fit, that person has to kind of raise their hand and say, you know what, Anthony, I'm all in. I like what I see, like what I'm hearing. We've gone through this process to determine that this could be a good fit for this individual. They are, you know, we have expectations and agreements that they're agreeing that they are all in. They're willing to put the hard work to become successful and create that lifestyle. You know, we're going to sit down with them and we help them build that business plan, that marketing plan, that activity plan, everything driven around what they tell us is important to them. They say, this is the lifestyle that I want 5 years from now. And so that really becomes my permission slip. You tell me you're all in. You just gave me permission to be that person for you, to continue to challenge you, and not allow you to come up with excuses of why you couldn't do the things that we spent so much time sitting down and planning. Okay. Right? So it's down to the day is how deep we get into the weeds when it comes to how we're developing advisors.
Good. Well, Scott, you recently went through this process.
I did.
So tell us a little bit about... Now, I'm really curious about what is it that you would say to people who are in the weeds looking for how they're going to fund their dream or how they're going to articulate their dream? I mean... Talk a little bit about what you would say to people to attract them to you to at least see if there's a fit.
I have an advantage in that area because I specialize in 401k plans. So in most instances, my clients are 401k plan clients. So I've spent a lot of time getting to know them through the 401k plan. So I have an advantage over a lot of folks who come in to meet people cold because I know something about the folks that I'm working with. I know what type of lifestyle they live currently. I know what they're doing for their retirement currently. So I have an idea of what they're doing and what they could possibly be doing. I meet with them constantly on an ongoing basis, which is crucial. You can't just meet with somebody and set them on a course and push them off. You have to keep working with them to make sure they stay on that course. So I'm continually keeping in touch with people. And so I know where they're at. And most people are very concerned about what the future holds for them. And once you develop that relationship with them, that they have that trust and are comfortable, then they can open up and start asking, what can I do? What can I change? Is there anything I can do differently? And why then we sit down and, again, open the doors completely, explore completely, and come up with a plan for them.
So if I understand correctly, you are not in the business of setting up 401k plans. You're in the business of helping people who are currently involved in 401k plans working toward their future.
Yeah, I do a little bit of work with companies setting up plans, but by far most companies already have a plan. There aren't many companies who don't, but certainly able to help those who don't have one get going because, I mean, I've even had business owners call me and say, I talked to you a little while ago about a 401k plan. Now I have a huge need because I hired somebody and I told them we have one. So now I've got to get one. So I run into that from time to time because it is a key retention tool.
Right.
People want a 401k plan.
Right.
If you're hiring somebody who's really good,
yeah.
I think I can get one. Yes, we have one. And then and then why they get a hold of me real quick and see how fast we can set one up.
Good.
That's a small slice, but again, the biggest part of it is people already in a plan, and the plan's just not working for them. I was a wholesaler for 10 years. I knocked on business owners' doors for 10 years, sold 2,000 plans, probably met with 10,000 business owners. The number one problem with their plan wasn't the funds are not so great, or the website's kind of funky, or the phone line doesn't dial right. It's service. Small business, medium-sized business owners, they need help. Mm-hmm. This 401k plan is not their specialty at all. They're running their business. They need to have one to get the kind of people. They need to operate their business at its highest level, but they're not specialists. So they're looking for somebody to really come in and do all the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. I'm a fiduciary for my clients. So I do all the research, all the heavy lifting, all the work for them.
And your clients are the business, but also the employees.
Correct. The first step is the employer. Mm-hmm. And the employer always wants to be able to help their employees, more so nowadays. Mm-hmm. Employers are increasingly, especially with the baby boomers aging, they're increasingly interested and concerned about what their employees are going to do after they retire. Mm-hmm. They don't want to run into them on the street and see that they're in a horrific situation. They want to know that after working for this business, they were able to accomplish something and achieve a nice lifestyle for themselves. So they're concerned. They want to make sure that their people are getting help. So once they get to know an advisor and they feel that that advisor will add value to their employees, they unleash me. And I meet with people individually, one-on-one, no boring group meetings, talk to people what's important to them, and then keep in touch with them. Okay. A lot of clients I go to, they might not remember by the name, but they know that, hey, there's the 401k guy. Hey, 401k guy, good to see you again.
There's the dream maker.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, I want to thank you both, Anthony and Scott, for being with us today from Capstone Partners. And we'll put in the show notes how people get in touch with you if they want to follow up on some of the things we've talked about today. But this is our ongoing series about how to help businesses in California thrive. And what I'm hearing today is a big part of that is helping people, if they lost it, if they once had it and lost it, to help them recover their dream, and if they've never really had that dream, to help them get in touch with it, articulate it, and begin planning on how they're going to execute for that dream, both now as a part of the team that you're managing as advisors, and then in the future as people that you're working with as people who are looking forward to retirement and how they might continue to contribute to this wonderful world of California.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much for listening to us today on The Pilgrim on the 405, and we look forward to being with you again as we continue to talk about how businesses and individuals thrive in California.
Great. Thank you.
Listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. To hear more of the programs in this podcast, go to www.willcrist.com.